The Seattle PI reports today that an HIV-positive man in King County has been having unprotected sex. Public health officials here say he's infected at least 8 people. According to these officials, the man has refused to take measures to protect his sexual partners or to get treatment. The law is getting involved now. SeattlePI.com reporter Levi Polkinen wrote about the case. He says the story actually begins several years ago.
So this man was diagnosed with HIV in 2008. Beginning at least in 2010, the King County, Seattle Public Health Department began receiving reports from newly infected people that they'd had unprotected sex with this man. Health officials believe he was the source of HIV for at least 8 people in King County. The county began taking steps to try to get this man to modify his behavior as early as 2010. More recently, they've gone to such lengths as scheduling appointments for him with doctors and counselors. They've contacted him at his home. He's been served with 2 cease and desist orders.
And he has not complied with any of this?
He has not complied with any of it. He is, according to the county, he has not attended his treatment sessions, the ones that were scheduled for him, the ones that the county told his mother about. He has not complied. And that's why the public health officials have taken this step of getting a court order. What comes next is basically up to him. If he begins complying, no more serious consequences will face him. If he fails to comply, then health officials' options include forcing him into treatment, or there is a criminal charge that could be brought.
What state law allows the courts to take supervision of somebody who is ill or infected with a virus?
This is an unusual case. There are state laws that are often used to change the behavior of people who are infected with more easily contagious diseases like tuberculosis. In this case, the law they're using was drafted in 1988. It deals specifically with sexually transmitted diseases. I don't know the law's history, but I would be shocked to learn that it wasn't a direct result of the early AIDS crisis.
How long can the courts keep him under legal supervision?
So the court order that was entered into late last week will allow court supervision through the end of his counseling and until he's seen to be complying with his treatment. Those are 2 slightly separate things. He's now required to treat his disease as well as attend regular counseling sessions set by the public health department.
One thing that was interesting to us about this case is the seeming collision of public health interests and the privacy laws that are in place when it comes to people's health statuses. The federal government mandates a whole lot of secrecy. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about those 2 worlds colliding when it comes to this man, in a sense.
We certainly are. I mean, the court hearing itself was closed. The Department of Health didn't publicize this at all. It's doubly problematic ground they trod on because of the history with AIDS and HIV and the government's action and lack of action on it. Health officials tell me that this is a very rare thing. The last time they did this was in 1993 in King County. My impression is it's not something that anyone wanted to do. They felt like they were out of options.
So they justify it as protecting, it's a public health issue.
Yeah, that's their justification and explanation for it, is that this man poses a threat to public health in the same way someone with untreated active TB poses a threat. This man is not doing what he needs to do to limit his impact on the rest of the community.
So under the state law enacted quite some time ago, 1988, that allows officials to restrain people with potentially contagious conditions, if this man does not meet the conditions that the court has imposed, theoretically, he could be under court supervision for a while?
Theoretically, yes. It really does come down to whether or not he begins to do what's required of him. If he follows the court's order, this could all be over very soon. And if he continues to not attend counseling meetings and not receive treatment for his disease, this could drag on for at least quite some time.
Levi, thank you so much.
Thank you, Marcy.
That's SeattlePI.com reporter Levi Pulkkinen.